This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with a representative for a short three-question survey.
We're experiencing unexpected high call volume, so you might experience a longer wait time.
Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait time. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you for calling Geek Squad Client Care. This is Brad. How can I help you?
Hi, Brad. My name is Natasha. I'm calling from XPO Customer Service. I have an order for you.
Sure, I'm ready for that.
Okay, that order number is 749-401-56.
That's an old one. Let's see. It's pulling up right now for us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have an order for Jessica Rodriguez, 2932 Larson Street, Kissimmee, Florida.
Yes, that's it.
And would you mind to verify the phone number on that for me, please?
Mm-hmm, 407-449-9872.
Thank you for verifying that for me. And how can I help you out today?
Okay, well, the technician arrived and the oven has not been delivered yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we would need to get her rescheduled.
Sure. Let's see. There's so much on here from February stuff done even. Okay, yeah, there's today's appointment to install an Oh, actually, hold, pardon me one moment here.
Mm-hmm.
You've probably already figured out. Okay, perfect. Yep. So I see it looks like the technician was also supposed to deliver the oven, and there's not an oven.
Oh, no.
All right. Let's see. I bet that's what the case is. It's all just special order stuff, and there's been so many problems with wall ovens and availability the last 6 months that... Okay. Oh, that's interesting. The oven is actually says it's in checkout status. So I'm sorry, let me just double check something here. Make sure I'm looking at this right in FMS.
Okay.
Oh, let's see. Yeah, cafe. That's the right model. I'm not sure what's going on here. Is it looks like there's a convection electric wall oven that is in back order status, but that's scheduled for September. Today's appointment looks like it is for, yeah, between 7 and 1, 30-inch cafe, built-in single oven. It's in truck checkout status, which means the in theory that the store checked it out. That's interesting.
So is it one of our team that's making the delivery today?
That's what I see. That's what I see on here for XPO product delivery of that SKU that's in truck checkout status, and it says that XPO single built-in wall oven or microwave. It doesn't give me any more information, just XPO. You know, like sometimes I can click on it and it gives me a little bit more information. It just gives me the corporate number. But yeah, I'm showing that it's truck checkout. But now
Maybe
I
it's
need
our
to
home
ask.
delivery group, but the tech only had the installation for it. On the notes, it said that the unit was there at the house available.
Okay. Pardon me one moment here. There's a case on here from the second. This is what the store called in had an issue with FMS syncing with order manage. Okay, yeah, and there's just a note about the wall oven that's you know, the other one that's back ordered until September. That's a completely separate SKU. And let me see where this is delivered. 9:04. So yeah, this is delivering out of the warehouse too. So not a store. And it is let's see. 13. Yeah, it's listed as being in truck checkout, so I'm not sure.
And
You
you
know,
see
because
the
basically
delivery time?
I can see that on here. It looks like it just tells me between 7 and 1.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm really not sure what's going on here.
I don't know. And
But, you know,
then
if the installer is saying that there's not an oven there, because they were supposed to pick one up from 9:04:08, which I can find out where that is for you. That is supposed to be. That's the Orlando Distribution Center. Yeah, it looks like it was supposed to be
see, there's a
picked up
note
there.
on this order, and it says install only order. Customer has the products at the house delivered already and just needs installation only. So that's why
Okay.
he didn't go to the warehouse, or he didn't,
Right. Well, I mean,
he
and the real
just
question is, I mean, it's what
where
customer is
is
saying
it?
that no, they don't have the product then.
Right.
What is going on here? Let's see. Now, I don't have a. Do you have a date for that note saying when it was put? that
It's just in the comment section.
Okay. I am not seeing that note in our system. I mean, that being said, this is a very large order with lots of different things on here, but most of them are in regards to the unit that won't arrive until September.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. And cooktop installations and other things that aren't related to this. Yeah, cooktop installations. I'm really not sure, but yeah, the only thing that I can see is here, according to both Order Manage and FMS, it's all one appointment to deliver the oven and then install it. I can't see anywhere on my side that it's already been completed. Notes or let me check Breeze as well just to be sure. So yeah, this is all in regards to the other oven. Nothing about this one here. Yeah, and the cooktop. Nothing about this one in being delivered already in Breeze or in FMS, Order Manage, any of those.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming that's where the product is at the warehouse and needs to be delivered, and I'm not sure how we ended up with a note that says installation only.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the real question is where do we go from here?
All right. Where is it?
Well, and then I guess the other part of that is the technician willing to go to the warehouse and pick that up and then go back out and install it?
Oh, he's going on to his next job.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we'll need to go ahead and get this rescheduled then. But yeah, can we have it notated on there to... you know, that the oven is not at the customer's home, despite what the earlier note says?
Mm-hmm.
I guess we'll need to get that to prevent this from happening next time, and Ollie will need to reach out to the customer and about getting this rescheduled. All right, well, I'll have a case ID for you here in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll move on from there.
Okay.
Okay. That case ID is going to be 284-848-743.
Okay, great. Thanks, Brett.
Is there anything else that I can do to assist you?
Nope, that was it.
Okay. Well, thanks for taking care of our customers, and thanks for calling LPFR.
Thanks. Have a good one.